What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. Tonight on this episode of Milan Coast to Coast, Fabio and Gio will be recapping the glorious trip through to the final eight for Milan against Tottenham. We're going to get you ready for the game next Monday against Salernitana. And of course, we got so much going on. Gio, are you ready, baby?
I'm ready, baby. Let's go.
Andiamo, boys. Let's go.
Welcome to Milan Weekly Podcast, Coast to Coast, with your hosts, Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa!
Another magical save.
Theo Hernandez, coast to coast, del numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Il Milan è campione d'Italia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what it is, baby. Woo! It's Wednesday night. We feeling all right because we made that $20 million. Let's bring us in. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel. Let's make it rain because Milan is on to the final eight, baby. Welcome to Milan. Gio, you better take off that damn thigh. Milan!
Milan, coast to coast, baby!
Yo, I messed up, I know. You fucked it up.
No, we messed it up, man, but it's just the excitement of today's show, man. But before we start this show, man, I just want to wish my brother right here, like, we started something a little bit special, me and Fabio. It was Fabio's birthday yesterday. They got him the 3 points. He wanted some good alcohol. He got that, and he got not the 3 points. We just advanced. We got 20 million. You know, give me the loot. Brooklyn's finest.
Yo, listen, all I wanted for my birthday was to advance to the next round. And, baby, and if you guys want to give me something special for my birthday, even though it's like a day late, all right? Gio, tell them what they got to do, baby. Come on.
Everybody, thank you for the support. It's time for us to for you guys to like and subscribe. If you want to see us give that fire content, have the channel grow. And if you want even want to join us on Patreon. Hit the link in the description. But please like and subscribe. We need this, baby. We excited right. Tonight.
Oh, yeah. All right. So before we get into the main story, we have a little housekeeping of our own. Guys, tomorrow night is a big event, all right? If you haven't heard, we've talked about it God knows how many times. Let's bring it up. The Milan Club Montreal and FIFA Foundation. It's the FIFA tournament, the Milan Foundation FIFA tournament tomorrow night. Our Presidente himself is going to be representing the Milan Weekly Podcast in this tournament. They're going to be playing. Who's he playing again? He's playing Dominic from Philly. So tomorrow, 10 p.m., if you have Twitch, it's live on Twitch, a David and Goliath matchup of FIFA 23. You cannot miss it. Current odds right now are Dominic is favored by 20.5 goals over the two legs. We'll see if Presidente can get it down to a much less than that. I think he can. I got smoked in this tournament last year. So just if you're there, it's a great tournament that we're going to have raising money for the Foundation of Milan. It's just something you can't miss. So tomorrow night on Twitch, check it out, 10 p.m. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of commentating going on. It's going to be a lot of funny banter. You can't miss it, baby. Also, another thing. On Monday, probably no Patreon because of the game. So probably going to maybe do, just catch out Vinny and Steve Monday night. Actually, possibly no Steve. Little behind the scenes there. Might have a special guest host with Vinny. It's going to be a good show. Don't miss it Monday night. And, of course, me and Gio will have you next Wednesday back with us. But, Gio, there was a special night. And special nights belong to this, baby. Let's put it up. Oh, hold on. Aspetta un minuto because these stupid commercials. But Gio, do we even want to touch about the game of the weekend, or we're just going straight to the main event?
Now we're going to the main event, and you know what? The disrespect on Presidente. Presidente, go. He's the one that's going to be winning 21-0. Okay.
All right, baby. You know what it is, baby. It's Champions League night, and Milan needed to get at least a draw to get through to the next round. And we end up with a 0-0 game. You know, some people will say that's not really a great match. And yeah, for maybe people watching on the outside who had no investment on this game besides just watching and hoping for a good football game, it was a little frustrating. But for us, that's all we needed. We got it through. We got the 3 points. That's all we needed. Not 3 points. Excuse me. We got the draw. We got through. That's all that matters. So, Gio, man, let's talk about this game. Tottenham, Milan, how did you feel about this draw? I mean, good enough for us to go through, but what's your thoughts?
Fabio, I just want to say, like, man, we won the game before the game even started. Shout out to the Curva Sud taking over London, letting them know that their food sucks. And pasta is king in London, baby. That's what it is. Shout out to them. Like, you know what? Today, Fabio, I love the effort. I loved everything that went on today. Like, you know, the fans, they owed us. I mean, they didn't owe us. They owed the fans, you know, like I've been saying. Like, come on, all the pictures, the delayed buses, everything. That's just to show the support that we have. You had crazy Italians in front with no shirt on in negative 10-degree weather, not giving a crap of what's going on. Cheering, we going crazy, man, and I'm just glad that the team came out to play defensively. We missed a lot of chances, which could have came back to bite us. But you know what? Today, man, I'm proud of the boys, man. I'm proud of the boys, except for one. And when we get there, we're gonna get there, and I'm gonna rinse them. And I never want to see them wear a Milan shirt ever again.
Oof, man. You know what? Let's get straight into it, guys. Also, I just want to remind everybody in the chat, if you have any questions you want to ask us, put it in the chat. We'll get to it later on in the show. And we want to make sure we give everybody a chance to voice their opinion, ask their questions. Also, special shout out to Presidente working extra hard. He's working hard behind the scenes to get these things up because our boy Sonny hopefully will be back in his home country pretty soon. So, of course, Sonny, we miss you, brother. And we can't wait to get you back in your native country so you can be comfortable and then start producing some wonderful slides for us again. But, gee. All right, so let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. 0-0. It was enough because of Diaz's goal. Oh, the fucking police are going off. It's getting wild over here on Long Island. But all right, let's do it, G. Let's get to the report card. All right, everybody wants to know what our opinions are from what we saw today. So let's get it up here. Hold on, where is it? There it is. Let me get it. Let's go. Take this off, G. Let me put it up here. Hold on. I spit that we're getting all over the place. All right, here we go. Let's start. Our main man, Mike Mignon. What's his report card saying when it arrives to his house today, G?
Oh, he getting that A++++++. You know what, Fabio? To me, this is why I said that we were going to go through tonight because we got Magic Mike. And I said before the series started, I said that we would go through if we had a healthy Mike Mignon. And you see what he did. That shot, even the commentators were saying it. They were saying, like, he had a lot of people in front of him, so he saw that at the last minute. Yeah, the goalie's supposed to do that save, but, you know, a lot of goalies, when they have, like, a crowd in front of them, you know, they mistake it or they mistime the dive, and then the ball goes in. But shout-out to Mike Mignon. He saved us, and he showed us. He's showing everybody one healthy. Nobody can mess with Mike Mignon. I'm sorry. He got legs. You know, he passes. He saves. He tiptoes on the bar like Magic Mike. He'll even salsa dance and steal your girlfriend, basically. Mike Mignon will do anything. You're on mute.
Thank you, my man. Yeah, I mean, same sentiments. Mike Mignon came up big when we needed him. And you know what? It was just fantastic. He again, showing why we need him so badly. And for me, I'm going A, you know, didn't give up no goals, kept our defensive line, made a couple of saves when he needed. I think he only really had one save, which was that save at the end. So definitely Mignon is an A. What do you guys think in the chat? I think everybody agrees. Vince, same thing, A, did his job, made us feel comfortable. Anthony Torgrud, best goalkeeper in the world. Shout out to Torgrud of Semper.
You agree with that, Fabio?
Best goalkeeper in the world? You better fucking believe it, baby. It's not even a fucking question. My man take half a season off. He's still the best goalkeeper in Serie A. I love it, baby. Let's go. Let's go to the next guy. All right, come on. We got to talk about this guy. We got to talk about Tomori, man. Tomori just showing up and playing a great performance. After two horrendous games in London earlier in the group stage, he played fantastic. I thought Tomori was a solid A today. Played well. So they're saying 7.6. I'd give this guy an 8. I thought he was great. So I'm going A for Tomori. What do you think, G?
I'm giving him an A++, and he got that extra credit, Fabio. Like, you know, he's been shaky the whole season. You know, I think him putting himself with more pressure with those comments before the Chelsea game, he hasn't been the same since. And, you know, he made a mistake on the weekend, but today he showed his quality. And I'm just happy with Tomori, man. I'm just happy with him. You know, I was saying that if Chiao was going to get dropped, that Tomori should have. And he basically earned what was on the bench today, Fabio.
Yeah. Listen, man, I'm happy with him. I think he played great. All right, let's go to the German vibranium, Malik Chow. What'd you think about his performance today? They're saying 7.4. I think he played, you know, despite having a little bit of a weaker game against Fiorentina on the weekend, I thought he picked it up pretty well. Two back-to-back good performances from him. What's your rating on Chow?
Fabio, like, this is what I've been saying about Chow, whether people say that he had a bad game. I felt that he had a bad first half on the weekend, and then he picked it up in the second half. But this is what I'm telling you. Okay, fine. You could say he had a caca game on Saturday, but this is what I'm talking about. This is the development. Okay, he played bad. He come back, and he learned. He learned from his mistakes. And did you see when I think it was in the second half, when he did a pinpoint pass to, like, yeah, Leao, like, mm-hmm, 30, 40 yards, like, boom. Like, this kid got the total package. I just want him to develop. If he makes mistakes, Pioli, he makes mistakes, but this is going to make him better. And now, you know what? We're not calling him in German vibranium, Fabio. It's between Senegal and Germany. Whoever wants him, they let him fight it out. And it is what it is, but I'm glad. And shout out. Everybody asking about Chiao now, and, you know, Fabrizio Romano said that he only cost us $5 million, so everybody loves him now. So I'm just glad that he's learning from his mistakes on the weekend, and he's played in a big game.
6 out of 8 clean sheets with Chiao on the bench. So what's your rating? What are we giving him?
Oh, A, Chiao.
My man. He's got a good run of form, man. Another A for him. I agree. All right, Pierre Kalulu, what say you about Perino? I thought he had a good game. I thought he had a good game, man.
Perino all over the pitch, man. He was getting balls. He was intercepting balls. You know, Perisic, you know, he made him tap out, you know. And, you know, Perino, he finally picked up his form. This is the A quality that we know that Perino has. He has an Italian nickname. That means he's falling in love with the culture. And he would, you know what I liked about him the most? You know, he was talking shit to the referee in French. He was telling them, like, bro, like, they just nailed me, and you're not even trying to give no foul, okay? So shout out to Perino. He gets an A. The whole back line, you know,
whole is back strong. Line, every back line and goalkeeper. Shout out to my uncle Vincenzo Messina. Twins, good to see you in the chat. Thank you for the congratulations, baby. He's a Juventino, but he's a good one. He's a good one, baby. All right, let's go now to our midfield four. Let's start with the Capitano himself. Theo Hernandez. They're giving Theo here the highest rating at 8.0. I thought Theo had a great game. I still believe that when this guy is wearing the armband, he plays way, way better. And he's been great. He's been great, man. For me, Theo, again, it's kind of hard to start giving some of the forward players all, like, A's and stuff, because I still would have liked to seen a goal. But Theo was still, you know, he was working that left side, and I thought he played pretty decent. So for Theo, I can't go A. I just can't. It's going to be hard for me to give A here on out. But I thought Theo played really well. I'll give him a solid B+. Skew me for an A, but you got to let me believe it, people in the chat. Right now, I think he was pretty good. What about you, G? What's your opinion?
Yeah, since he's a left wing back, he has to defend and score, so he didn't really score or do anything like that. But solid beat, man. Shout out to Theo Hernandez. You know, after the Sassuolo game, everybody was giving up on him, but not Giovanni. Okay, not me. He's been my favorite player since he showed up to the club. Well, him and Calabria, but, you know, Calabria riding the bench right now. But shout out to him, man. I liked his attitude. I like how he's marking out Emerson. And it was just great, man, to see a captain for performance today leading the team.
I agree. Even Vince Mancini in the chat saying B. So, you know, despite, according to FAMAB, he has the highest score, we're giving him a B here. All right, let's go. The other performer and enhancer, Sandro Tonali. Beside all the performance he puts in off the field, now we got to talk about what he was doing. I thought Tonali played pretty well today. Him and Krunic, I thought, were a good pairing. I thought Tonali was pretty physical. Again, not, you know, he had that one great chance, but it ended up getting blocked. But, you know, I thought he was pretty good. I give Tonali a B. What about you?
The same, Fabio. I give him a B, but that's what we need more, Sandrito. Okay, we need more. We know you're doing it off the field. Now we need more on the field, all right? Yeah, I'm just happy, you know. And I liked how he's going into tackles, you know, because Premier League, they like to say they build four tough. Well, he was sliding in the tackles with them and hitting them and doing body checks and everything. And that's what I like about Sandrito. He got that dog in him. You know that dog.
You know what? I think also he gets up for these big games. So for me, especially being a Milan fan for like when he was younger, I just thought he played good. All right, so let's go to – do you have some time to speak about our Lord and Savior? Because he put in a performance, maybe not a fantastic performance, but that's not what you expect when you play Krunic. You expect somebody who's going to come in, put in a solid performance in whatever position you put him in, and I thought Krunic did good. I would say for him, it was a solid B. He worked hard. He, you know, he didn't lose the ball. He had one or two times where maybe his touch kind of let him down. But for the most part, I think it was a B performance from him.
Lord Krunic, man, like you picked yourself up because in the first half with those passes to the midfield, you was doing some crazy stuff. You had one that almost let it go, but you picked it up, you know, solid Krunic. But this is what Krunic is going to give you. He's going to give you some heartburn, and then you're going to take the times, and then you're going to feel a little bit better. So that's what Krunic is. You get the heartburn, you take the times, you're ready to go. And, you know, solid B for Krunic because he picked it up, because he made a pass in the first half that, oh, my God, I wanted to break the TV.
Yeah, Joel saying in the chat, Krunic in the first half was lucky not to have one of his mistakes fuck us over. You know, not going to lie, that's a C. And you know what? You know, he has a good point, man. He has a good point. But again, you know, you're not expecting world domination from Krunic. You're just expecting some solid play. And I think he did enough in the second half and played well with our guys. That for me, I think it's a solid B. We'll go with that. All right. Have you gotten any deliveries today? Because I'll tell you, I ordered something, but it was way off the mark. Way off the mark. I don't know if this guy can stay working for FedEx. He might have to go back to DHL because he whiffed on an unbelievable chance with his stupid right foot. I can't believe this guy's a professional soccer player. And, you know, we all know his background. He hasn't been for very long. But he has never developed a fucking right foot. And we clearly saw it today. He shanked. Shankopotamus right there. DHL, man. He's been demoted from FedEx back to DHL. Gio, this, for Macias, this is a D. He was dreadful. Dreadful. All right? DHL gets D. What about you?
He going back to DHL, you know, he was supposed to deliver a package today, but that shit's not coming until next week because he did a missed scan on the barcode. So, Macias, man, like I said, like, if he's not scoring, then that's the only thing he's good at. But he's a liability. He was making those back passes at, like with Krunic. And to me, like, he's not a right wing back. He's a right winger, and he's okay at it. And it is what it is, Fabio. I mean, Macias, you're getting a D for dog.
Joel saying Macias needs to apply for Amazon Prime. No, we were saying it in the pregame chat if you guys had checked us out. Our levels right now, DHL is like one of the worst. If you're worse than DHL, you might be working for like the postal service over here, right? Then it's DHL, then FedEx, The next one's that Amazon Prime, because that'd be delivering like within a night, overnight, within 2 days. You know, that Prime be coming quick. He lost that, man. They would have fired his ass the way he's shooting. I can't. We were calling for salad at halftime. That's a bad thing. That's a bad, bad thing. All right, so Macias, we're rolling with a D, right? You said D? DHL gets the D. All right, so let's get – hey, yo, pause. All right, so let's get to Leao now, all right? Leao, our golden boy, as we missed him heavily against Fiorentina on the weekend, we see, again, he's still one of our best players. He's completely dynamic. We need him so badly to perform. They're giving him a 7.2, but what's your opinion on Leao's game today?
To me, Fabio, he wasn't up for the game. Like, I didn't really see that effort, man. But you know what? He made a couple.
That's a good one, Torker. That's a good one. But go ahead, G. I'm sorry.
He couldn't even, like, he did, like, two good plays that got, like, defenders yellow cards and stuff like that. But to me, like, I don't know, Fabio. I thought he was ready. He was posting on Twitter. He was posting on Instagram. So I thought he was going to come out like a demon, like Drake is when he's trying to holler at these Instagram models in the DM. I thought he was going to be on demon time. He was on sleepy time and whatever, you know, but it is what it is. You know what? I will still renew him because we need to get as much money basically for Leao as we can. That's the only reason I'm renewing him. And, but yeah, he causes problems, but he's not clinical. And I need him. I need him pick his game up, Fabio. I need him pick his game up because we need to make Champions League. And I said that he owed us. And boy, he is DHL delivery driver, but not like Macias, because the DHL delivery driver coming tomorrow, not like Macias scanning the wrong barcode, sending it till next week. Yeah. So, well, I'm gonna give him a C.
You're gonna give him a C. All right. A lot of people in the chat saying B. I would just have to agree with one thing in the chat. I have to hold on. Where is it? It went too far. There is Vince Mancini. Amazing player, but needs more support from the team and needs to play much better if he wants that 8 million. See, for me, I think Leao was a C today, especially for his standards. Milan had the 20 million on the line, but Leao has that 7.5-8 million on the line. And I don't think he did enough today to show that he needs that amount of money. So he's gonna have another round in this Champions League to show that he deserves that money. And we know we're not gonna get to an agreement until the summertime. So for me, I want to see Leao get there. So for me, I'm going C. I don't think this was a B performance today. We need to see more from Leao. All right, let's go Diaz now. What are we saying about Brahim the Dream today?
You know what, Fabio, like, to me, if he plays like how he played today, like holding the ball technically, like being able to maneuver against defenders and midfielders, I would spend the money on him. I think there's a question. Can you pull it up? You want me to pull it up? Pull it up. I think is from
Timmy. Yep. After Diaz's performance, do you feel the 20 million can be acceptable to spend on him? I don't know. That's still up in the air, man. I find that hard to commit to it. I mean, I've been seeing a lot better performances, but, you know, 20 million, I mean, that's basically breaking the 20 million that we got today. We're going to immediately give it to Diaz. I don't know about that. I don't know. What do you guys think in the chat? What do we think about Timmy's question? I know a lot of people are not going to be high on this. I know 20 mil is cheap. Yes, I know. That's because you're coming from a United fan who spent 20 million just to take his shit on the toilet paper. All right. We don't, 20 million for us is breaking the bank, man. So I don't know. But what are we giving Diaz for today, his performance?
I'm going to give him a B, Fabio, because he was giving that effort. He was fighting away from spaces, fighting, you know. And he had a couple chances, and that's what I think that's what CDK needs to learn. Like today, Diaz had two chances to shoot, and he did, and it is what it is. You know what, Diaz? But Diaz's problem is he can't be consistent. Like he could play 10 games, and then he'll go missing for the next 25, and we don't need exactly. We can't spend no 10 million. Oh, see, there you go. Faiz saying 10 million. I'll spend 10 million on Diaz. If they want to give it to us for 10 million, I'll spend 10 million to get a quality bench player.
Why can't we get one of them Juve layaway deals? We'll pay you little by little. Come on. I mean, come on. Madrid, you don't need the money. You guys are swimming in money over there. All right, so I'm going to go with a B2. I think that's fair for Diaz. I hate shitting on the kid lately because he's smoking CDK. CDK didn't even see the field today. So how can you say anything different? All right, let's go to Giroud now, our boy up front. Kid, look, the guy looks good still. Handsome-looking devil. You know, they hated him over there in London because, you know, riding with Chelsea and Arsenal before. So Tottenham felt a way about him. But for me, I thought Giroud was okay. Held up the ball decently. He had one good kind of volley, but the guy saved it. So I give him a – I mean, again, we want more from Giroud, but he didn't really have many chances. So for me, to give him anything lower than a B and higher than a B seems wrong. He definitely, you know, he wasn't a C. So for me, I feel like he's a B today. He, again, a lot of times he's just holding up the ball, trying to make good passes around. But I think he was a B. Maybe Terry's saying C. I think that's a little harsh. What say you about Giroud?
Nah, I'm going to give him a C, Fabio. But today and showed, like, we need a mobile striker. Like, if Origi could get his ish together, like, that would be the perfect, because you've seen the movement on him. Like, one pass, he moved the defender over, and boom, he blessed him for praise. But you know that he's not going to get his stuff together. He's going to get injured. He's going to miss in games. He's going to be missing shots. But today proved that we need a mobile striker, a young gunner that's ready to be out there, do the same thing as Giroud, but be able to, like, if we put the ball in behind, he's gone for pace, and he's going to score a goal. You know what, Giroud, I'm going to give him a C, but, you know, I'm going to give him an A for effort. They were giving him headbutts. They were hitting him with elbows.
That's true. They hit him with the elbows.
Yeah.
The guy's a fighter, man. That's what we love. That's what we love about him. All right, so our substitutions. I know you were upset because Bakayoko couldn't get into this game, but you just have to deal with it. But we did end up bringing in Bennacer. So let's talk about Bennacer because he seemed to – bring some real fire when he got into the game. Are you under the impression, and please in the chat, if you guys agree or disagree, do you think Tonali and Bennacer are actually a good pairing to play together? Or is it better that they're switching on and off with each other? What say you about that particular thing, Gio?
I don't know, Fabio, because at the beginning of the season, when we were winning games, it was like their pairing was good. But and then we would switch players out, and then we started losing games, and then we got a couple run of games with Benny and Tonali, the two dogs in there, and their shit. And now Krunic is like working better with Tonali or Benny. Like, it's just crazy. I don't know. I just feel that they had to get back on form together because that's our best midfield right there. The pit bull, you know, he starts biting everybody all over the pitch. And you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Did you see that? Like, he was on the right. They were trying to steal the ball from him. Boom, 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 boom. You know, techers. And then he broke away from them, try to get a pass, and then boom, deflection. But it was good, man. I don't know. I think that Benny and Tonali need to find their form again together so we could succeed.
Yeah, David saying would be better with a midfield of three. Yeah, it could be, man. Vince saying Benny misses Frank. Could be. Could be, too. I mean, I always feel like, you know, there is no third midfielder pushing them. Krunic is a utility guy. We use him when we need. But I thought Bennacer had a decent performance, even just coming in. He had less than 20 minutes, and he still put in a solid B performance. So B for Benny, baby. Anybody else that we subbed in? I can't remember. We put in Origi, and we got Rebic in there for a little time. Let's talk about Origi, because he had a good opportunity that he didn't fucking make. What's your opinion about Origi? You know, of course, we were hoping that we're playing an EPL team. He's going to come in and shock him because he's used to playing over there.
Fabio.
But he does nothing.
Fabio, you missed over the person who replaced the DHL delivery driver.
So oh, that's right. Hold on. What about your favorite salad tosser, Alexis Salamakis?
All right, hear me out. Gio going to be enemy number one, but I never want to see that coward of a Salamanca ever again. Two minutes to get ready. We at war, motherfucker. We at war with $20 million, and you over here lollygagging and shit like that. Salamaker, you let the whole fucking team down. You're a fucking clown, bro. and I'm tired of you, and I never ever want to see you in a Milan shirt ever again. Bro, like, you don't know the urgency of this game because we're in a dinosaur league. You out here, like, you can't even, like, take off the training things. Don't just snap off, bro. You snap them off and you're ready to go. What the hell is wrong with you? Salad, I never want to see you again. You're not war ready. I'm more war ready than you will ever be. You out there getting me heart pumping.
Did you see Pioli? Hurry up, let's go.
All that shit. Like, you would have thought that Pioli was out there throwing them signs at him and stuff like that. You feel me? But I never want to see you again, Salad Maker. You let the whole team down, wasting two minutes to get ready. Come on. Once they call you up, it's time for you to get up and get ready. Come on. Those are those snap-off pants.
Yeah. All right. So what are we giving Salad Marcus on his time that he got it? I mean, we were giving D. So what about this guy?
For Salad, I mean, he's I'm going to see you next year in class. You just failed. I don't care.
You said I was going to see you next Tuesday. Good Lord. Oh man, all right, yeah, Salad's an incomplete man. I mean, that guy, him and Macias, again showing why we're not playing with a full 11. We're only playing with 10, unfortunately. But all right, so, and Origi has this one chance. Let's touch on this guy, because what a bust he's been, and he has a chance to score a goal, doesn't make anything. Gio, can Origi get any worse? Are we really gonna rely on this guy in the next round? Oh my god.
You know what? I don't know. Like, he has that talent, Fabio, but I don't know what's going on with this guy. But he misses it. And he had that same play in the Champions League final, they said, and he made it. And today it was like, bro, like, you score that goal, we chilling. Like, we chilling. Yeah. And we make an extra $1.9 million because we win the game. But, you know, it had to be Origi. He could have paid half of his salary today by scoring that goal, but he didn't. You know, it is what it is. I mean, to me, if he picks a form, then it's good. But if not, you know, they're saying that a lot of Bundesliga teams are looking for him. So
good. Yeah. Let's get rid of him.
$10 million, $15 million. We good, baby.
Yeah, at least they turn some small profit on him, you know, and Zlatan can get on the roster the next round. All right. So that's pretty much any last final things about this game against Tottenham. For the first time in 11 years, we're going to the round of eight, baby. The final eight. The quarterfinals coming up, which next Thursday is going to be the draw after the final 2 days of Champions League games. The final two teams or four teams will be picked or will be figured out by then. So interesting. You know, we'll probably have something probably the following Monday. You know, it's going to be Vinny and Steve talking about it, because by next Wednesday, we won't know who's actually in the draw. But it's going to be exciting, man. Any other final thoughts about this game?
Nah, Fabio, like, I'm just proud, except for Salad, because I feel like at that time, the game could have turned, you know, and stuff like that. But I love everything. And, like, shout out to my brother, Kimmy, man. Like, the disrespect from English Premier League and no media, like, you know what? Tomori shut out their English star boy, Harry Kane, and they couldn't even show him no love. They couldn't give him no props. Hey, Southgate, I hope you were in the stands. He made up his thing, and today we were cooking that pasta. Last time in England, we burned the pasta, but this time in England, we cooked it up. We were cooking it real slow. We were putting, you know, little special ingredients on them. That's why we advanced today. Shout out to Tomori. We don't care about English media. We only care about winners. And last time they won is 1966.
Yo, another thing before we move on. Tops and flops of this game. Who's your top, G?
My top gunner is going to be Tomori. He showed what he's like. To me, I wanted him dropped, to be honest, because he was shaky. But shout out to Tomori for finally picking up his game and showing that he got the quality that everybody had. You know that block pass that he had on Kane? Like, Kane usually spins the guy and then he shoots it and it goes into the other corner. Well, he stuck out his foot and that went out for a corner kick, and that's how you knew. I knew that nothing was going to get past this guy.
I thought Tomori had a great performance. He really needed to pick it up after the couple of games against Chelsea. He just, you know, the extra pressure of being English, being from an English team, playing these big games for Milan, and you know, we really needed a good performance, and he put it out there. Flop, I think this could be unanimous. It's the DHL driver. The shank heard round the Milan world. There's no way it can be anybody else as the flop. It has to be poor Messi ass, all right? We sent one Messi home today, and this guy was damn near close to getting us sent home. If he would have buried it, we would have been cruising. We could have been chilling. We could have had an extra couple of shots. You know, I said every shot, every goal that scored, I was going to take a shot. I didn't get one shot in the whole game. I was very upset, all right? I like how Mignon was called Minion the whole game. That's right, the stupid commentators. I don't understand why they kept mispronouncing his name, but they did. Definitely probably part flop there on the commentators. But that's the tops and flops for this one. All right.
Oh, you forgot the flop. Flop is salad, bro, for me. Salad
over messy ass?
When you take 2 minutes to get ready, you're not even ready to play the game, Fabio, and the manager is yelling at you, telling you
that's
all,
a good point.
All kind
that's
of dirty. You out of here with that. I never want to, you know what, Sally? And I wanted you to come. I went on Martino's space and I said, bring in Sally. We need Sally to show
up.
I heard that. But you let me down. You let me down, Sally. And that's why you get the flop of the game.
Yo, Nick has the comment of the night. We're going to get into the game, but Macias is delivering PSG the Champions League trophy. It's never going to arrive. I love it, baby. All right. On that note, baby, let's go. You know what it is. We don't just fuck around with me on here, all right? We talk about the rest of the Champions League game. Let's bring in the round of 16 here. All right. So let's talk about the other games that were a little less eventful before we get to the big game that happened today as well. All right, let's talk Benfica first. Benfica just putting a hurting on Club Brugge, put a bruising to them. I mean, they had no chance, end up losing the aggregate 7-1. I mean, Benfica just flying. Enzo Fernandez, who, it don't even fucking matter. They just soared and they beat him, bro. Any comments on this game?
Nah, Fabio, I said last time when we beat Spurs, when we were at home, I said that shout out to Porto. Like a lot of people say, I said that we should follow their model, like not sell all our players, but like if we sell one for high, you know, we recoup the money, we make the team stronger. But shout out to them. They sell like their stars every year for 100 million or 80 to 100 million every year, and they're always competing. They're slapping up Juve. You know, they're fighting against Serie A teams. So, you know what? Shout out to them as a club and everything. Shout out to Adrian, you know, from VVP. You know, I know he's happy. He was nervous. I don't even know why he was nervous, but
no, they slapped them. Smoked them, bro.
Yeah,
they
shout out to them.
They smoked that Club Brugge pack today, baby. All right, let's go on to the other English team, the other London team. Chelsea, despite losing the first game 1-0 at home, they go in and they end up beating Dortmund 2-0. A little controversy with this game because after getting a 1-0 lead, they get a penalty. And yes, it was a handball. I know it's quick. Nothing you can really do as a defender. But he does have his arm a little stretched out away from his body. Ends up getting the penalty. After missing the penalty, Joao Felix gets a second chance. And he buries this one because they say on the first one there was encroachment. It looks like both team had players in the box. So, of course, Chelsea gets that call. Dortmund has a couple of chances, but they can't bury anything. End up giving it up to Chelsea. Any thoughts on this game?
Nah, it was actually Havertz, Fabio. But you know what?
You're right. They're Havertz.
Encroachment, right. Like I know the goalkeeper one can be encroachment, but come on, like that shit was they already know we were gonna smoke on that Spurs pack. You know, they already knew Milan was gonna go through, so they said, nah, we need to put in a London team in there, you know, and stuff like that. Cause that was weird. I've seen a lot of that happen, like encroachment, but it never gets called. But it is what it is, you know. Kai Havertz celebrating like he's dude. You're like an $80 million caca. That's what you are, bro. That and you celebrating like you the man, like you're Messi or your 7-7. You know what? You're my CS, the DHL delivery driver, but you're worse because you cost $80 million.
Yo, can you please read this comment here, because we need this documented, all right? Kevin Bermudez is saying, go ahead, G, read that comment, bro.
I cut my testicles if an Italian team doesn't win this year. Whoa.
All right, bro. What's
shout out my boy, right? You know what? Rock I want to Nation, shout out baby. Rock Nation. You know, Rock Nation. I heard you got one of those jackets. You got one of them jackets, those off-white jackets, man. Shout out to Rock Nation. Oh, shout out man. To him.
Oh, man. Listen, Kev, for your testicles' sake, I hope you're right, bro. All right? I hope you're right, because we cannot deal with anybody losing their testicles over this Italian stuff. But Haitian Montana in the chat saying, we're going to play Benfica next round. He's just saying it first. He's got that feeling. Maybe it's down in his testicles, too. But, all right, let's get to the last game, which is, of course, I said it last time. This is the marquee matchup of the round of 16. Bayern Munich, PSG, despite going into Paris the first game and winning 1-0, they take it back to Munich, and this time there is no doubt. Starting Mbappe from the beginning of the game with Messi, nothing going. Bayern just looked like the better team the whole time. There's really nothing much to say on PSG. Money doesn't buy you championships, baby. You can't just go out there and buy the biggest names and put them on your jersey, put them on your squad, despite them maybe being washed up or being towards the back end of their career or being a young, outstanding talent like Mbappe. If they don't mesh, if they don't play well, if everybody's not healthy, your best ability is your availability. And I'm sorry, the Brazilian is gone. Neymar, Messi, and Mbappe all on a squad. You think that's going to win the Champions League? It's not happening this year. PSG spurging that money, and they gone, baby G. Any comments on this one?
You know what, man? I don't know what's up with PSG, man, but it is what it is. Like I said, I always like Bayern too. You know, if we could keep our stars and have that revenue from the stadium, we could do the Bayern project, you know. But, you know, we're going to be more competitive, you know, because Serie A, you know, we got – you know, whether we like it or not, we got the snakes, you got scamming the books, Juve, you know, we got all these other teams, you know, Napoli out there that's why I think the reason that a lot of Italian teams are doing good this year, whether they're rivals or not, you know, I'm not hating. I think the league is getting better every year. And we're the second most watched league in the world. It's Premier League first and us, because we're more entertaining right now. So, you know what? With PSG, they spent a lot of money, and my Brioski is going to go to my Brioski when we get there is going to go to one certain person, and you already know who it is, but I'm going to save it for my Brioski.
All right. So that's pretty much the round of 16, baby. Next week, we have the final four games to iron out the final four of the final eight. That's a lot of finals in one fucking sentence. But we move on, baby, all right? So this weekend, it's not a game. You got to wait till Monday to see Milan take on Salernitana. So, G, what's our expectations here of this upcoming game against Salernitana? Obviously, we need the 3 points. We're sitting in fifth place. Let me bring up the table here, but let's talk about it.
Fabio, like, to me, this game, we need to win like 4-0 to get the goal difference between Roma, because like us and Roma, like, we're scoring 1 goal, 2 goals and stuff like that. So our goal difference, I think if we score 4-0, whether Roma beats the other team 1-0, like, we're in fourth place, we're chilling, we're relaxing. You know, the Roman clubs are here to stay. I thought they were going to crumble, but Lazio getting a good time winner. I know they lost yesterday, but you know, they're here to stay.
That's the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde of Lazio. They beat Napoli on the weekend, and then they end up getting knocked out. I mean, they lose another game. It's very hot and cold with them. You don't know what you're going to get, but we got to capitalize when they do have bad moments.
Yeah, man. So, like, this game is going to be big, Fabio, but you know Salernitana, they come out to play. They got dogs in the midfield. You know, they get the Interista named Candreva, I think. Yeah,
they but you see, they're sitting in 16th place, man, with only 25 points.
They're
still pretty far off from having to worry about being in the relegation zone. But come on, man. Yeah, and Enmas in the chat there, Juve may have their 15 points revoked. So that's even more why we need to step up our game and keep climbing to get ahead of both these Roman clubs. Because if Juve moves up, they're going to jump us. Inter is ahead of us. You know, we got to capitalize on these moments.
Fabio, if Juve get those 15 points back, then the Serie A is dead league. Like, that's it. It's the they cooked the books. They were paying players illegally who said that they were going to take a pay cut. Like, that's trash. To me, with Salernitana, I need Leal. You didn't show up today, but I'm going to need a couple goals versus Salernitana. We're at home. We're home, right? Yeah, we're at home. Mm-hmm. The fans, you saw what they did today in London on Silver and Sisters Road. We're out there, no T-shirts, cooking pasta in the middle of the street, eating good. Nobody was messing with us. No English hooligan wanted to mess with no Italian Corvus suit member, because you know what would have happened. You would have got mollywopped. And today, Fabio, is going to give us another boost. Like, when we beat Tottenham first leg, this is going to give us another boost for the next three games. I think we're gonna win the next three games.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I hope so. It's big, because this game against Salernitana on Monday, then we play Udinese next week on Saturday at Udine. Then we have an international break in the middle, and we come back and we go to Naples to play Napoli. That's a big game there. And pretty soon after that will be the next round of the Champions League. So it's going to be tight packed. It's going to be crazy. Milan's going to need to play really well. These next three games could solidify whether we are completely out of the top four race or if we're going to be hanging around or hopefully jump a couple of teams. You know, again, Napoli, there's no stumbling for them. It's not going to happen. Not five mistakes in the last... how many games we have here? Let me go back to this table here. It doesn't say how many. But anyway, what round? Oh, match day 25. All right, so we have 13 weeks left. You can't slip up anymore here if you're Milan. You need to get all the points you can. So let's make it happen, baby. One at a time. Let's beat Salernitana. We can't trip up to a 16th place team. That is just not acceptable. All right, G. Let's get into our brioskis and indigestions of the week. So you said you had a brioski or indigestion. Let's start with you first.
Man, my brioski is just proving Gijo that, like, you left for money like a stripper on the Amsterdam Red Light District. You said that you went for better life, greener pastures, that to compete in Europe, to do all this Gaka you was talking, and and 2 years back to back you get eliminated, and Milan wins Scudetto, and we advance farther than you. Like, you know what, like, shows you, Gijo, and you keep on talking, you doing what you're doing, you happy, but I'm happy, we're more happier now. And this is to any player on Milan: you think you're bigger than the club, well, let yourself go to another club and you're gonna become trash like all the other players that have left us. They have become Gaka. You know, Hakan wanted to hear and talk, but he's winning 10 pot cups, to be honest with you. He ain't winning no Scudetto. So whatever he talks, his word ain't relevant. But look at Kessie. He riding the bench. He got these 18-year-olds starting in front of him. Gijo giving away from side corner kick goals. Like, you know, it's just crazy, man. Like, so my brioski is to especially him. He thought that he was leaving us for greener pastures. No, we left you behind for greener pastures, bro, buddy.
Yeah, damn right. I like that one. My brioski is for me, just seeing us get back on level, making it through to the next round. I'm pretty simple. I'm super happy. That's what's making me feel good. We got another round of Champions League. People are starting to believe. People are starting to say crazy, outlandish thing, a.k.a. our boy Timmy over there on Various Views. He was saying something this past week, or maybe it was the show before, but he was saying he had this feeling that maybe if we get through the next one, we can be looking at the final four. If we get the next one, we can be looking at the final. You never know. But there's still some big teams still available out there. But for me, Milan getting to the final eight, getting more experience. I would have liked to see Leao score a goal. I would like to get us closer and closer to the point where we know we're going to keep him. If not, we got to cash out on him. If we got to cash out on him this summer, I hope it's for a lot of money. And the better he does towards the end of the season, the better it will be for us one way or another, whether we have to give him the money or we get the money from one of these stupid Premier League teams that'll be willing to cough up the cash. My indigestion? Woo! All right, G, what's your indigestion this week?
Yo, man, shout out. My indigestion is knowing what type of person Gianluca Mancini is. He's a coward. And as soon as Moise Keane put that body on him, he went down like a little baby. So that's my indigestion. He thinks he's a tough guy, but he's not. You know, so that's what made me indigest. I thought he was tough. I thought he was beating people up. But no. Moise Keane put that body on you, and you went down like a little baby. So it's my indigestion to see him score a goal and then go give Roma the 3 points, but go down like a little baby that he is.
Yeah, my indigestion, G, is the hilarious story coming out of Juve that, who is it, Bonucci? It was Bonucci, had set up an Italian-only group chat while there's a regular group chat for the rest of the team, and then the Italians have their own group chat on the side. And DeLitt was spilling the beans, bro. He was ratting them out like his name was Gunna, baby. Just spilling the tea on everybody. I mean, come on, DeLitt. You're not even there anymore. You're still talking shit about the team and what's going on. For me, I enjoyed it. That's my indigestion. I don't like rats. You know how it is. You keep your mouth shut and you mind your fucking business. But he was spilling the tea over there. I love it.
Fabio, who's the rat of the year? DeLitt or Gunna?
I mean, DeLitt caused problems. He's not even there no more, bro. And DeCelio is the one that actually spilled the beans. He said some shit to Moise Keane, and Keane wasn't even on there. See, like, this guy's, isn't Moise Keane playing on the Italian national team, and they don't even have him in the Italian chat? Again, that's some Juve bullshit, bro. Bonucci is a coochie. I love it, man. That's the worst thing I've ever seen is Bonucci in a Milan jersey. I wish we never, ever. DeCelio is just an idiot. He's not a rat. He didn't mean he spilled the beans. He's that guy that tells you about the fucking surprise party to the guy that it's the surprise party is for. You know what I mean? He's just an idiot. But that's the Brioschi indigestions of the week. All right, so we put it in there. The questions for the people's in there. If you have any questions in the chat, put them in while we read the first two. The first one I'm going to go to is our boy Lab Gorilla. He unfortunately couldn't hang on because he had some early morning meetings, but we want to just get it out there. He wanted to say well done to the boys. And how about we use what we won, just won from this game to renew Leao? I don't know if 20 million is going to be enough. That might be enough to keep Diaz, but you know, do you think this victory helps us solidify Leao in the future?
Fabio, if we keep on winning and advancing, this is where we got to make our money.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? I went on the Football Terrace and, you know, I represented Milan and I said that you guys, Premier League guys, you guys don't know. Like, we're in a dinosaur league and this game meant $20 million and I was very proud of the boys defensively. We did it the Italian ways. How did the Italians do it, Fabio? We cooked that good pasta, we chill, and we defend. And that's what the team did today. And today, like, all, if we're earning more and more money, I mean, to keep Leao at $7 to $8 million shouldn't be nothing when everybody's earning $4 million. There's always a superstar in the league, you know. So I want to renew him because the reason I want to renew him is if somebody comes in for him, they have to give us $150 million. If the fidget spinner Anthony, who I liked, who hasn't performed at United, went for $100 million. And he was playing Ever Devezi. And then if Mihailo Modric, who's playing in Ukrainian league, went for $80 million, and Jordan Sancho went for $80 million, then Leao is double them factually. He won MVP for Serie A, and he did what he did. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, let's go to our next question from our boy Kim. Unbelievable. I gotta mention this one. Gio, what's your thoughts on Lautaro naming his son Theo? I mean, bro, can there be a bigger fan than that? I mean, come on.
You know what, Fabio? Like, to me, it's funny because Interistas, Hakan, everybody say that we have their name in their mouth. We're always talking about it. We always daydream about it. Nah, bro, you daydreaming about, like, how can you name, like, somebody? They say that he hates Theo so much, and you're going to name your son Theo. What type of crazy stuff is that? But somebody said that he's an undercover Milan fan, that Lautaro want to join the team. I don't know. If he wants to come for free in a bag of chips, we'll take him.
Yo, listen, get a nice barbecue bag of chips. That's a shout out for my boy Terry right there. Salt and vinegar. All right, let me get to our last question we got on here. It's from Vince Mancini. He's saying, still waiting to see what FFP, Financial Fair Play, does with Man City. Vinny, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're going to be waiting a long time, my man, because nothing's ever going to happen. Financial Fair Play only exists for Milan. That's it. If for Milan and Italian teams, it doesn't apply to big money, oil-owned, these guys in the Premier League or Real Madrid or PSG. All this stuff doesn't matter to the big clubs. It only gets affected to us. So it's never going to happen. That it's gone like a fart in the wind. That's what I say. But guys, we got a poll on YouTube. So if you're watching on YouTube, do us a solid. Answer the poll. What do you want Milan to face an Italian team in the quarterfinal? I believe that's still, now it's a possibility. The quarterfinal, anybody can play anybody, I believe. Right, G? Is that how it is?
Yeah, I think okay. I think from now on we could play anybody. So we could even play Chelsea again. So yeah, it is what true. It is. Whoever we get, I mean, I know that if we have our confidence, we're doing good in the league, we hit form. I'm saying that we can make a tough out for anybody. If we get a team that we're on our par with, I think we can advance another round, semifinals, and you never know what happens, you know. Yeah, you see our cool fan base. We show up anywhere. We'll show up in Manchester. We'll let them know what's up. We'll go to Bayern. We don't care about the bratwurst. We're coming out there. We're coming to cook. Like, it is what it is. Right now, Fabio, I don't really care. I feel like this team is growing and it's gonna keep on growing. I'm not scared of anybody. Why would I be scared? Look at my shirt. You see the stars? You see the stars? We're second to Real Madrid, and we've been dead for like 11 years. Okay.
Very true, man. Very true. This would be great. Listen, we had the miracle run last season for the Scudetto. Who says we can't have a miracle run now? If we actually get our guys clicking, finishing, being efficient in front of the net, anything is possible. We're playing great. And don't forget, we have the best goalkeeper in the fucking world. Not just in Italy, in the world. And the guy hasn't played for half the season. Unbelievable, baby. All right, G, you know what time it is. Guys, we're almost at the hour mark. It's time for the parting shots, G. Give it to him, baby. What's your parting shot?
Fabio, can you go first, please?
You always got to put me on the spot, man. You know I got to go nuts here. All right, guys, listen. Like I said, that's my parting shot today, okay? I believe in this Milan. I believe that one of the avenues that we have to making sure we get to the Champions League next year is shocking the world. We are the miracle team, all right? And this would be amazing to do with the guys that we have. We have Leao. We have Giroud, who's won the championship. Leao is an up-and-coming superstar. If he can just get into a groove, unbelievable performances in the future. We got a great midfield. We have a solid defensive back three now. We have one of the best left backs in the world, if not the best left back. And like I said, our goalkeeper is second to none. I'm sorry. I don't give a shit. Don't tell me about none of these other goalkeepers. There's only one, Mike. Magic Mike Mignon, Iron Mike Mignon, fucking superstar, Super Mario, whatever the hell you want to call him. He's got that fucking flower. He's got that mushroom, and he's growing bigger and bigger every time he's back there between the sticks. He's the best, man. So for me, that's what I'm saying, man. Believe, boys, believe. We got to get the 3 points on the weekend. That's super important. We cannot fall asleep on the race for top four because it's super, super competitive this year. But come on. Let's get a good draw next week. Whoever it is, it doesn't fucking matter. We'll take it. We'll go in with fucking pride, and we'll fucking defeat whoever they put in front of us, baby. Let's go. Gio, what's your parting shot? Let's go.
All right, man. Shout out to my club, Milan Club SoCal. We've been having these little meetups, and I just want to give a shout out to the four dudes that went to the meetup. Shout out my Salvadoran brother, Jonathan, you know, we eating them good pupusas, them good empanada con leche inside, you feel me? Shout out to Spencer. Shout out to Andrea, the guy that has, he talent to the core. He's been getting us to do all these chances, a chance and everything. Ale, ale, you know, everything. And then shout out to actually Ale, you know, that's his name, man. Shout out to him. He brought out a flag, and I'm proud of how our club's going. But shout out to like the regular people that have been supporting. Shout out Levon Kim, Vince Mancini. Shoot, Skrilliard, aka Rock Nation Husney, aka Off White Husney, you know, Nick, Timmy, the VVP boys, you know, shout out to my guy Haitian Mike, you know, everybody that's supporting us, and I'm just proud of the team, and I'm glad I found this brotherhood and sisterhood that we have. Oh, and shout out to the women of Milan. Shout out to, it's International Women Day. Shout out to my girlfriend. She's a Milan fan. My two daughters, Gianna and Ellie. And shout out to Sabrina, the first lady of the Patreons. And shout out to Mirabella, AC Milan fan. I think she's about 60 years old. She goes home and away everywhere she travels. Shout out to her. You know, she's an awesome person. That's how I want my daughter to be, you know about Milan, the knowledge and everything. Because I know there's a lot of guys that like to S on girls loving Calcio, but we're not going to do that. As long as you're knowledgeable, nobody could S on you. So it is what it is. So shout out to all the Milanista women on International Day.
I like how you say S. Like, just say shit, bro. It's all right. And people know what you're saying. It's no disrespect. Yo, shout out to the club. For me, man, New York City, it was a great atmosphere despite the loss on Fiorentina on Saturday. It was great to be there. Got to see Franco and the rest of the crew. If you're in New York on Monday or even the following Saturday, it's a great atmosphere. I'm hoping next Saturday I can rope my wife into going. But it's a great atmosphere in the Legends Bar, in the Football Factory. Jack and the crew there, just it's top class. So if you're in New York City, go check it out. There's merch to be bought. Me and Gio got the new red. I got the black back there, man. I mean, it's just, it's the best, man. And for us, I'm sorry, guys. You know I'm going to say New York City is the best city in the world, baby. And we got one of the best clubs in the world. Come support the best team in the world in New York, baby. So if you haven't, if you're around, go check it out. Guys, we're super, super happy that you're here to join in the festivities of finally, after 11 years, getting through to the next round. We are in the final eight. But if you want to be great like the final eight, do us a solid, baby. You know what you got to do. Get in there. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you're not already subscribed. Do us a solid. Hit the notification bell so you're always up to date with everything. If you want to listen to us, baby, we are on Spotify, Apple, iTunes. Check this out. We got Milanismo Worldwide with Vinny interviewing all these great clubs from all across the world. Check it out on there. And of course, Coast to Coast and the Milan Weekly Podcast are there every Monday and Wednesday, usually on Tuesday and Thursday. We drop. Much appreciated. We thank everybody for joining us. Gio, any final words before we peace out?
Nah, man. Hit the link to join the Patreon, man. You get your stuff off your chest and, you know, it feels good. You know, like I said, I think my girlfriend was tired of hearing me about the down years of Milan, 11 straight years. And I'm just glad I found brothers, sisterhood in this Milan game. And I appreciate all of. So if you want to come chat with us, spread your news, how you feel in the team. Nobody's going to diss you. No, your opinion is your opinion. And we welcome anybody.
We might that's say like you're on drugs, but that's okay. Most of us are. All right. So, guys, ovunque and sempre.
Forza Milan. Let's go.
Peace out, everybody. Good night. Italia!